marriage, love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Previously on Married with Children, the family who never feeds me went on a vacation.
Oh, it's not so bad.
No, it's like 20,000 leagues under the sea. Except I'm married to the giant squid.
Exacerbating the situation was the fact that by day, the cruise was geared towards women who ate like mastiffs. But by night, Al was happy for a brief moment until...
I can't go out in public like this!
Oh, I know you can't, sweetheart. I know you can't. Come on, Jefferson, let's go.
You can't go either.
Why? My hair don't look like crap!
And if that shipwreck wasn't enough, get a load of this one.
If we were really sinking, you'd think I could look in this porthole and see...
Fish! And now, back to Buck, king of all dogs, also known to humans as Married with Children.
Did I thank you for inviting me on this cruise, Peg?
Well, as a matter of fact, you haven't.
Well, then maybe a simple stake through the heart would suffice.
All right, look, this is no time to turn on each other.
We're alone in the middle of the ocean. It's a perfect time to turn on each other.
Why don't you look on the bright side? It's a balmy summer day. We're on vacation.
Well, now we know who we're going to eat first.
Dibs on the thighs. You cookie aisle of a woman. If you hadn't gnawed through 12 inches of bulkhead to inhale some jerk chicken, none of us would be here. So if anyone's gonna feed on my husband's dead thighs, it's gonna be me.
Thanks, Gumdrop.
I can't stand this for 1 minute more.
Oh, come on, Hal. It's a perfectly calm sea.
Not the sea, Peg. It's Gilbert Gottfried.
My agent says to me, go on a cruise. You don't have to follow Sinbad. And you don't have to follow Carrot Top. And you get to eat with the captain. So, am I eating with the captain? Am I eating? Am I even on a cruise anymore? Somebody get my agent!
Somebody get my spear gun.
I think he's funny.
Make it 2 spear guns.
So what do we do now?
We bob around in the sea until the sun bakes us like cookies. Cookies?
Quiet, sea hags! First thing we have to do is pick a leader. Who knows the most about the sea?
David Hasselhoff.
Okay, Gilbert's disqualified.
Anyone else?
What difference does it make? We're just gonna wind up with seagulls pecking out our salt-encrusted eyes.
Thank you, Kathy Lee Gifford.
Well, you know, Al really doesn't know much about the sea, so I think
Excuse me, Loch Ness hairdo. I know 2 things about the sea. Number 1, when you flush, it ends up here. Two, I've watched all 3,000 episodes of Gilligan's Island.
How do you find the time?
I don't have sex with you.
All right, that is decided. Al's captain.
Well, Captain, now what?
Well, as my first official act, I'm declaring my marriage null and void. And secondly, I think we should strike out for land. Which way is land? Good. Then we're on our way.
This is useless. Al couldn't find land if he was skydiving. We're in the hands of a blithering idiot.
That's Captain Blithering.
Look, perhaps a brief comic interlude will help lighten the moment. I hope you can hear my jokes over the rumbling in my stomach. Is this thing on? Right before we went down, I took a bunch of serving trays as props.
Oh, much better than taking food.
Why couldn't have Gallagher been the entertainer? I mean, at least then we could have had watermelon.
Yeah, like we'd have gotten any.
Well, anyway, Mickey Mouse on acid. Oh, somebody help me! I'm having a bad trip! Oh! A midget putting a dime in a payphone. Clark Gable. Vincent Van Gogh.
Hey, you want to give this one tug?
Ironside.
No, 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 Bugs. Don't go into that deserted mine. Yosemite Sam just threw dynamite in there. Oh, God, I hope this is a rerun.
God, I hope he marries someone with money. Now move over. I want to watch the news.
And in close to showbiz news, radio personality and ex-Pimple Cream spokesman Wolfman Jack was found bound and gagged in a dumpster behind Planet Hollywood last night. Police found several clues, but instead opted to go inside where it was warm.
It's the last time I let you hit someone with a shovel.
In another late-breaking story, the luxury cruise liner Sea Dodge went down last night in perfectly calm waters somewhere in the Caribbean.
Kelly, that's the ship Mom and Dad are on.
All the passengers have been accounted for except one lifeboat purportedly carrying comedian Gilbert Gottfried and some other people, including a woman with really silly red hair.
Oh, my God. Gilbert Gottfried and one of the Judds are lost at sea.
It's not one of the Judds, you zag nut.
Kelly, do you know what this means? Mom and Dad. Oh, my God, what are we going to do? How are we going to eat? How are we going to pay the mortgage? Our lives are going to be exactly the same.
Look, we can't just sit here. We got to get to the Caribbean somehow.
Okay.
Don't forget to leave some food for the dog.
How long are we going to be gone?
I don't know, maybe weeks.
Yo, dog here. Yo.
I'm from the Chicago Examiner. Are you the people whose parents are lost at sea with the voice of Iago the parrot, Gilbert Gottfried?
Yeah.
Soup's on!
All right, let's go. Come on, get that set up. Don't miss that beat. Come on, get around here. Let's go.
What's going on here?
You are. We're here to bring the country live, minute-by-minute coverage of your anguish at the loss of Gilbert Gottfried.
And your parents.
They might still be alive.
Yeah, and Hoffa's eating at Denny's.
Now, wait a second now. You people can't just barge in here and invade our privacy. Kelly, show these people out.
Oh. We'll pay you $1 million for your exclusive story.
Kelly, get these people a Snapple.
It's been 24 hours. I'm starved.
Oh, me too. Hey, Al, why aren't you hungry?
Because I've got a natural appetite suppressant. 25 years of marriage.
Yeah, and since he doesn't brush, he can always mine his teeth for food.
Well, I'm starting to get hungry.
Big surprise.
Some captain you are. If you're not going to go down with the ship, at least do something.
Oh, excuse me, miss. We never do anything together. Well, we're dying together, Peg. Are you happy now?
Well, just don't look look at me to cheer anybody up anymore. You bent my brow! As far as I'm concerned, we could float out here, sans comedy, and die a miserable, humorless death.
Now look what you've done, Al. You've upset the entertainer.
Good, maybe he'll walk.
Hey, I know. We could try to catch a fish.
How? We got no rod, we got no hooks, we got no bait. We got no rod and hooks.
We got this.
Peg, 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 that's a flare gun. We only use that when the rescuers try to find us.
Oh, but I don't want them to see my hair.
Well, now I know why Jacques Cousteau only has men on the Calypso.
That's not why.
Hey, we've got an oar.
And there's dozens of little fish swimming around the boat. We just hit them with the oar, and dinner is served.
Without cooking it.
Why bother? I mean, cooking just makes them smaller.
Al, just go hit a fish.
Oh, right, it's always Al, I'm hungry. Al, I'm horny. Why can't it for once be Al? Wake up, it's Cindy Crawford. I'm hungry and horny.
Well, what are you waiting for?
A red one. There it is. Yes, yes. Hey, where'd she go?
Where all dead fish go?
To the Red Lobster?
No, Nimrod, to the bottom.
Hey, Al, you know, I just remember the one thing I knew about the sea. If you beat a fish to a bloody pulp, it tends to attract other fish, bigger fish. Fish with no known enemies.
This is nice.
Does anyone know how to repel a shark?
Go ahead, Gilbert. Do your impressions.
Okay, Jerry Lewis. Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Drum roll! How much money did we raise?
Hello, this is Miranda Veracruz de la Hoya Cardinal. Of Kelly and Bud Bundy, who are anxiously awaiting news of whether their parents will be found alive, or if their decomposing corpses will be found weeks later in some South Florida bog. Bud and Kelly, I know that this is a difficult time for you, but can you tell me how you're feeling? And please be as graphic as possible.
We refuse to answer this line of questioning until we find out if they're alive.
Oh, I apologize if I seemed insensitive. So tell me, did your parents ever abuse you?
No. Well, surely your father must have seen your hiney.
Well, yeah, when I was a baby.
Did Michael Jackson ever touch you?
Did Bob Barker ever touch you?
Tom Arnold?
Roseanne?
George Plimpton?
What is the matter with you people? Whatever happened to the noble image of the Fourth Estate? And people like Edward R. Murrow and Walter Cronkite?
Who?
Walter Cronkite?
Was he ever touched by Michael Jackson?
Get away from me, you ghouls! What was I even thinking letting you people in here? Me and my sister will not sell our parents out for money. Right, Kel?
Well, then Daddy had Senator Packwood chase me around the bed. Or was it Senator Mike Tyson? Yes. Yes, it was both of them.
Okay, Jerry Seinfeld.
Why do people ride buses? Who are these people? And where do they find exact change?
Hey, can you do Ted Kennedy?
Sure. Anyone want to hold my pants?
Look, Peg, it's obvious we're not going to be rescued. And it's even more obvious why. Well, look, one of us has got to swim for help. Any volunteers?
Okay, okay. We should draw straws. Did anybody bring straws?
I have straws.
Thank you. All right. Whoever picks the short one, like we don't know who that's gonna be, swims for help. Yeah, I can't believe how small it is.
Boy, if I had a nickel for every time I've said that. Oh, Al, I'm just kidding. This is the bravest thing I've ever seen. You know, honey, we've been through a lot. Good times and bad times. And you know, if I never see you again, I just really want you to know that I love you.
Boy, he's a fast swimmer.
Yeah, look at him go. Well, what do we do now?
Well, there is a matter of my check. You see, just because the boat sinks doesn't mean the comic has to work for free.
Put a tray in it, Gilbert.
Oh, he's right, sweetheart. Give the man a 20.
Hi. Get me my wallet.
Okay. Where is it?
On the ocean floor. Don't you realize that we are stuck out here a million miles from nowhere? It's gonna be weeks before we see any sign of life.
Ahoy there! We're a yacht full of congressmen wasting our constituents' tax dollars. You need any help or liquor or anything?
We're saved!
That's enough. Go away. It's been 2 days since you were rescued, Mrs. Bundy, and they still haven't found your husband. How do you feel about that? Cry if you can.
Well, of course, we all want Al back. We thought he'd washed up onto the beach, but it turned out to be just a giant jellyfish.
Mrs. Bundy, if your husband does turn up dead, we're willing to pay you a fortune for your exclusive story.
Really? Uh-huh. Well, how much?
Depends. What did he do for a living?
He was a shoe salesman.
$50. Unless, of course, he abused you.
Yes. How much is that worth?
$500,000.
Well, you know, he did make us drive around in that Dodge, and he made us live in this house. Is that enough?
Oh, my God. How could you ever put up with it for all this time? Oh.
Daddy! Oh, Al. Vin. Alvin Bundy. My late husband's identical twin. How nice of you to drop by on such a sad occasion.
How much, Peg?
Enough to make it worth your while to walk out that door and never come back.
$5?
Nice try, Mrs. Bundy.
And Mr. Bundy.
Who's for rooting through Oprah's trash?
Well, perhaps some of our viewers who sit way too close to the screen might find your rescue story interesting.
Well, it is, really. I swam for hours, and then when I didn't think I could go on any longer, suddenly I was surrounded by a school of man-eating sharks, when miraculously, some dolphins chased them away, swam me to safety. Man and dolphin, working together against a common enemy.
And did any of them abuse you?
No, it saved my life.
Turn the camera off.
Where are you going?
It sweeps, guys. Unless that dolphin was Michael Jackson's love child, we've got nothing.
Peg, by the way, thanks for that all-out effort to find me after you were rescued.
Well, you know, I wanted to wait to find you, but I was outvoted 5-0. I mean, 4-1.
Oh, you shouldn't talk like that to Dad's twin. You know he's gonna tell.
Peg, I'm only gonna say this once because I'm tired and I think I have a clam in my shorts.
Don't flatter yourself.
No more magazine contests. As I've said before, no good can come of it.
Congratulations! I'm Gilbert Gottfried, and you've just won one...